It's really hard to swim upstream, particularly when every other fish in the river is going with the flow. The problem started when I first heard about the ITER project. ITER stands for International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, and my community has suddenly become the focus of a lot of attention because of it. A group of international scientists is looking for a location to build the experimental reactor, and my hometown is on the shortlist. Everyone from the mayor on down thinks it's a great idea. I have to admit, my immediate reaction wasn't quite so enthusiastic. The ITER project is fighting 40 years of nuclear history. There's the unfulfilled promise of power too cheap to meter. And then there's the growing pile of nuclear waste that we still haven't figured out how to dispose of. But the ITER project is supposed to be different. It burns waste from nuclear fission plants as a starter fuel for the fusion reactor. In theory, once a reaction is achieved, only lithium and hydrogen should be required to sustain it. If it works, fusion could be the ultimate renewable energy source. It sounds promising, and it's also a long way off. Even the most optimistic predictions say that commercially available fusion power is probably 50 years away. We don't have 50 years. However, I think the bigger question becomes, do we really want to tie ourselves to yet another mega source of electricity? Nuclear power, large hydroelectric dams, and coal-fired generation all have a couple of things in common. They cost lots of money to build, and they need distribution networks to deliver. Fusion would be no different. So instead of putting all our eggs in one energy basket, why not give everyone their own basket? Let them create their own energy. Experiments in fuel cell technology, for example, are showing promising results. Test cars are already using small fuel cell power plants, and the only byproduct is water. By simply installing a small fuel cell in the basement, every house in the neighborhood could become energy self-sufficient. And fuel cells aren't the only technology that offers us this kind of freedom. Imagine what this could mean. Goodbye, grid. So long, overhead wires. Goodbye to the fear of cancer from electromagnetic radiation. Farewell to smog from coal plants, and see you later, radioactive waste. Now that's where we should be investing our money and our best scientific